actors who at age 91 are churning out the kind of quality entertainment that Ed Asner is churning out. Books and films and live stage performances. Well, those are usually the domain of the young and energetic, but ask Ed Asner about that and you might get the kind of response you would expect from Lou Grant. An eye roll and maybe a growl. The most honored actor in Emmy Award history is here with us tonight. Ed Asner, what a treat to be able to interview you, because I've been watching you, I feel like, my whole life. You're the busiest man in show business.
Wow, it's my treat. Work.
Well,
more than an actor can get.
You know what? I just noticed that you've got this new memoir that's out, and it has a story of you I never knew about before. It's called Son of a Junk Man. It's all about growing up with your dad, who really was a junk man. It's amazing. This is the stories that I've been reading about, and you've got the foreword written by Paul Rudd, who also grew up in Kansas City. You starred together on Broadway in the play Grace. That must have been a treat to have Paul Rudd open your book for you.
A great treat, because he's such an intelligent fellow and he's so charming, and everything falls into place when you get somebody like that.
You know, he looks at you as, you know, a role model, which I would imagine is also really fulfilling. But as I looked at your IMDb, Ed Asner, you go on for decades. There's, I think, 6 decades of entertaining different generations, whether you're Santa or whether you're Lou Grant or whether you're in, you know, voiceover animation movies that delight, you know, kids. And of course, Santa in the phenomenal movie Elf. Does it feel special to know that you've touched so many generations?
Well, I like gluts, and that this kind of kids I like a lot. It's nice to become established as Lou Grant with Mary Tyler Moore, and then years later to have Up and Elf replace people's attention.
Well, you've never replaced my attention. I think of you in concert with the phenomenal Santa character that we're seeing on the screen right now, playing alongside Will Ferrell in that iconic movie. But I always think of you as Lou from Mary Tyler Moore, and of course Lou from Lou Grant. But going back to the cast of Mary Tyler Moore, we just recently lost your co-star Gavin McLeod, and then earlier this year, Cloris Leachman as well. That's got to be, I mean, it's just got to be a real gut punch to have lost two of those very special people in your lives in the last year.
I automatically think they're healthier than I am. They should be living longer. They surprised me. They cut out before I did, and I think it's unfair.
Well, healthier than you, I'll tell you what, no one works harder than you. I interviewed William Shatner recently at 91, and he's, I think actually he's 90, and he is also just churning out the projects. Like I said, your IMDb has you doing about 10 projects a year. And I think in 2017, if my math is right, about 15. How do you keep that pace?
Well, it's not that big a pace. We're used to it. We're used to the crunch and the crush from the beginning. So that right now, there is no crunch and crush. We just finished a little movie that my daughter made, a 17-minute movie, and took 2 nights to do it. We did it with all family, and it looks good.
Well, I was looking back in the old clips of the Mary Tyler Moore Show while doing research for this interview, and I was laughing because I remember watching these exact episodes. They became iconic, and I watched them many times over, but to watch them again is just such a treat. I want to actually play one. This is that classic Chuckles the Clown scene where you and Murray and Sue Ann cannot stop laughing in the newsroom about the death of Chuckles the Clown. Let's take a look.
I give up. You win. Chuckles' death was a scream.
No, come on, Mary. We're not laughing because he's dead. I mean, we all like them, and we're very, very sorry.
Well, then why are you laughing?
Mary, dear, don't the circumstances strike you as being just a trifle bizarre?
After all, the guy died wearing a peanut suit, killed by an elephant.
Yeah, born in a trunk, died in a trunk.
And of course, that iconic scene was followed up by Mary Tyler Moore at the funeral of Chuckles the Clown. And this one, I think, is just, I don't know if she was laughing as the character or laughing, you know, because she was breaking from the scene. But here is the iconic Mary Tyler Moore deciding all of a sudden that being this the smart and tough newswoman was impossible at the funeral of Chuckles the Clown. Have a look.
There was always some deeper meaning to whatever Chuckles did. Do you remember Mr. Fee-Fi-Fo's little catchphrase? Do you remember how, when his arch-rival, Senor Kaboom, hit him with a giant cucumber and knocked him down? Mr. Fee-Fi-Fo would always pick himself up. Dust himself off.
Honestly, Ed Asner, these were the scenes that are, I mean, they're considered comedy gold. I think they're must-see watching for anybody training in comedy to see those phenomenal scenes. When we come back after the break, I want to ask you about the special relationship you actually had with those cast members, because I understand that you used to do dinners with Ted Knight and his wife, as well as Gavin McLeod and his wife. I want to ask all about those days and what that relationship was like. We are back with the marvelous Ed Asner after the break. We are back with legendary actor Ed Asner. Ed, before the break, I mentioned that you used to have these dinners with your co-stars from Mary Tyler Moore, Ted Knight and Gavin McLeod and your wives. Tell me a little bit about your relationships off screen.
Well, we taped on Friday nights, so that automatically we would go and have a big dinner afterwards with our wives, and the three of us would bring our wives, and we'd even pay for them. So it took my wife tonight, and we'd drink and we'd. We'd unwind.
It's so nice to hear that you had that off-screen relationship, because I don't know that actors these days have time and have the inclination to go and socialize. Like the rest of us, you know, chumps out in the working world, we do, you know, after-dinner drinks with our colleagues, too. But we do have this thing on this show that we call Table for Two. And we put you in a picture at a table, and Ed Asner, across the seat from you, the chair is empty. You can fill it with anyone you want, living or dead. Who would you choose to put at your table for two?
The Marquis de Sade.
What? Tell me about that. Why?
Well, he's an interesting fellow, isn't he? I'm sure he'd have some good stories.
I think that's the first time I've ever had an answer like that. That's pretty incredible. Sorry, I missed it. Go ahead, say that again.
Most people would be bored, but not the Marquis. He's used to writing up the episodes of his escapades. So it would be interesting to hear which ones he'd share with us.
True Thespian. Okay, we have a couple of social media questions for you as well. Mary C. wants to know, what was it like working with Elvis Presley? Because I understand that you did two movies together, the Kid Galahad in 1962 and The Change of Habit in 1969. What was that like?
It was all wonderful. In both cases, in the first one, Kid Galahad, he was busy. He had a large entourage of Southern boys following him around. But he was busy breaking his hands, learning karate. And but he was very lovely, cooperative, and amenable. And the same applies to A Change of Habit, which is years later. And he was a lot smoother by then, not breaking hands anymore, but very pleasing and very accommodating.
So then I have another question from Eileen C., and she wants to know, it's actually a great question, it has to do with the famous line that you delivered to Mary Tyler Moore, which was, I hate spunk. But she wants to know, how do you really feel about spunk?
I love it. I love it. Being credited with that line, because it's a lot of bull. I love spunk.
Well, you certainly have a lot of it. Ed Asner, I can't believe you've got 20 TV shows and or movies that are set to start shooting or be released in the next year. I don't know how you do it. Your memoir is called Son of a Junk Man. It's a delight, just a delight to have a chance to talk to you. Thank you, Ed Asner.
And you're certainly lovely.